Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a little show we call The Daily Shift. It's been another week. We did a show last month. That was because it was the 4th of July. We went on a break. And it's like, how many breaks does this guy get? Not enough. I am still tired. I woke up. I thought it was going to be a fantastic day. And it started off just in all the wrong ways. But first, I want everybody to know that they had a fantastic 4th of July weekend celebrated. And just a fantastic week and weekend overall. I know until this morning, I walked out and I was putting away the trash. And I stood there for probably less than a second. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, that's weird. Why does my foot feel like it's being bit? And I was like, oh, did I get stung by something? And I looked down, and it's covered in ants. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you've ever seen The Scorpion King, the one with The Rock, where he's, there's ants that, just swarm, somebody, and then, they eat him alive. I'm sorry, I know that's very, very descriptive, but, yeah, that's pretty much what was happening to my leg. I looked down, covered in ants, and I was like, I've been standing here for, less than, a second or two. Like, what is happening? Do you see now why I don't like insects? It's not just because they stink. It's because once one comes, they're like, oh, that's the guy. I haven't even done anything to ants. I can't even remember the last time I squished an ant, or sprayed an ant, or anything like that. But and on top of that, it just rained yesterday. So it's like, what? How? Why? How was there a mound? I looked down, I didn't see a mound of ants or anything. It was just ants, random pack of ants that were just waiting for me to step on them. I was wearing flip-flops. I guess that's my fault. I guess never wear flip-flops again. From now on, I'm going out in hazmat suits. I'm just going to be wearing, you know, in those movies like in E.T. where the people walk out and they have the mask and the yellow suit and gloves and stuff. That's how I'm going to walk outside from now on. Like I'm walking out just like that all the time. Because I'm sick of these bugs. Wasps. I had to kill another wasp yesterday. At this point, there's no way I'm not a target from them. They're really smart, though. I will say that. I will give them that because, whenever I see a wasp or something like that, and I grab, a can, they immediately fly away. They're like, oh, he's getting it. Yes, I am. And it's going to be, I'm going to have it, I'm going to, walk around, back in the Western days. Where they had the gunslingers, they have except I'm just gonna have two cans of bug spray. I'm gonna walk around like that all the time. I've never been more tired of insects, ants, mosquitoes, gnats, wasps, flies, all of them. They can all get it at this point. I also somebody challenged me. They said that I would not be able to keep silent for a second. I'm going to be silent for a whole second. Maybe not. No. It's called not having a segment at that point. But I would if it was possible. I would. I want to blame this person. This problem goes out to Julie. Hashtag thinking about Julie. I did want to bring that up because I'm not going to be able to be silent for the segment because that's called not having a segment. It's called just not doing the show. what do we have coming? We have the question of the day coming up, and we also have facts because over the weekend, I had some very delicious ice cream, and I want to bring up that, and you'll see what I have to talk about, and it was so good. I still have some left over. It's like, you know, when ice cream doesn't get hard and you have to sit it under water or you have to heat the spoon just to scoop it out. It's one of those. It's like soft. It's not custard. I know what you're thinking. Oh, that's called custard. No, it's ice cream, but it's just always really soft. And then they mix it up with, oh, delicious. Well, now that I have you thinking about ice cream to start off your Monday and kick off your week, I want you to think about things that are going to be happening throughout the week and be prepared for them. Be happy about them. Be sad about them. Nonetheless, be prepared for them. Just like you're prepared for the show, just like you're prepared for the break, which we're going to take right now. Keep in mind the ways to find us, the Outside the Box Radio, the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, MySpin, CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcasts. So many ways to find us. Don't forget about the Wisdom app. That's another way. And don't forget about Podcaster, formerly known as Anchor.fm. You can find it in your app store either way, just like you can find us anyway. This is The Daily Shift, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back. All you have to do is keep it locked. When it heals, it beats for you. I know it's forward, but it's true. I want to hold you when I'm not supposed to. When I'm lying close to someone else, you're stuck. I'm so in love, I'm so in love. I don't ever want to stop this ride. A little show called The Daily Shift. I hope everyone's enjoying their Monday and or as they get ready to head into business. Nonetheless, are you having fun yet? I hope so. I hope it wasn't one of those stereotypical Mondays where you're like, oh, Mondays, I hate Mondays. I think what people don't like about Mondays is that you gotta start. You know, it's like you know when you're revving up or you get in your car and you gotta warm up your engine or whatever. I think that's what it is. After like, you know, you had a relaxing weekend, it was super relaxing, and then all of a sudden you gotta go and like do everything you need to do, take care of business. That's when everything starts opening up again. It's like, oh, I need to do this because I couldn't do it over the weekend. Oh, I need to do this because that place was closed. I think that's what it is. Nonetheless, hope you took care of everything you needed to take care of and enjoyed your Monday and or are beginning to enjoy your Tuesday. With that being said, I do want to get into the question of the day, because what's one thing you want your kids to grow up valuing, or just children in general in this generation? What do you want them to value? Like, some people would say, oh, value your youth, because like you only get, of course, yeah, you only get like, you're only 6 months, you're only 7 months, you're only 8 months, you know, unless mentally you just continue to be a 5 year old. Like, you see a ball pit and you're like, let me stop it. You see a grown man jumping through a ball pit, like, that would be how many people see like something like from their childhood and instantly want to go and do it, but then you think it's like, yeah, that wouldn't send out the right message to anyone. I tell you what, if I saw a ball pit, I think I would go, no, never mind, I know what bacteria is in there. I'm sorry, but now that I think about it, don't they like have like a vacuum that sucks all the, anyway, I don't know. Something I think that children should value is probably the chance to, like, when you're young, super young, 4 or 5, learning to read. Because it's like, there's tons of books out there. And I think, of course, everyone knows, like, now most books and things like that are becoming movies, but it doesn't impact the same when you read. And on top of that, there are like differences in the books and in the movies. I'm not saying like don't watch movies or TV or anything like that. No, absolutely not. What I'm saying is books have value to them as well. And I think that's something that a lot of people are forgetting. Like, books or just going out and having fun outside. I can't tell you. I saw a kid riding a bike the other day outside, and I thought he was just lost. There were no other kids with him. Like, kids are forgetting how to be kids, and I think that's important to do. Like, I think it's important to just go out and be kids. And like, social media, yeah. It's, well, for one, you all know that I'm not a huge fan of social media. But I think, like, I don't know. I'm not a professional in this field. I think that just that kids are forgetting how to be kids and just go out and enjoy themselves. And, well, like, okay, for instance, yes, we had video games and stuff back then. But when we were on the playground, we would pretend to be like those characters. We'd like use what, like if somebody was like, oh, I'm Wolverine, like they'd pick up like 6 wood chips and put like 3 in between their fingers. Yeah, it was kind of dangerous, but you know, we're kids. And then it was like, oh, well, I'm Superman. And then like they'd take off their shirt and like tie it around their neck like they're Superman or something, you know? Or like they'd, like, I don't know, what's, like, I can't, like, oh, I'm Batman. That, I don't even know how. Oh, no, they would take like the little wood chips and like throw them like the batarangs. You know, like, just being a kid, riding bikes, like, go, like, racing each other, like, you know, like, what happened? Like, I've seen so many empty, like, playgrounds and basketball courts and stuff like that. And I don't mean like basketball courts that are full of like teens that are actually playing basketball, just like kids in the area that are like trying to like learn a sport or whatever and not taking it too seriously, because obviously they can take it seriously if they're like on a team or something like that. But I don't, like, when's the last time that you saw kids actually playing? Like, actually, like, legitimately having fun? Go out, build a sandcastle or something. That's what I think that they should value. That and then reading. Because I would purposely pick out, like, the books that were, like, choose your own fate. And then especially, like, with horror books, specifically one, it was Goosebumps. It was a choose your own fate. And I was like, okay. And it was like, do you help little Susie who went inside the haunted house? Or do you go home? I'm like, well, I know what I would do. It's like, I go home. And then it tells you to skip to page like 58. And then it's like, your friend Susie died inside the house, but you never know what happened. And that's the end of the book. And I'm like, well, that would happen in real life. I mean, Susie chose to go inside the haunted house. And I told her, I'm not a fan of that. So I'm sorry, Susie. I'm sorry I had to end like this. First of all, who goes inside of a haunted house that says it's a haunted house? Unless you're Scooby-Doo trying to figure out a mystery. My advice, don't do it. There you go. That's something else that that children should value. Not going inside places that are called... When a name of something starts with the word haunted, it's like saying, oh, well, who committed the crime? Was it Cinderella? Was it Princess Jasmine? Or was it the evil witch? Well, her name starts with evil, so I would assume that that would be the good guess. I'm just saying. Don't go into haunted houses, kids. If it even remotely if you see a shadowy figure walk by a window and you know nobody lives there, I think it's best to just walk away. Slowly but surely. Don't make eye contact, because once you make eye contact, that's when you see a shadowy figure outside. All right, now I'm starting to scare children. But no, really, I think children should value just enjoying themselves more, going out and having fun, and being outside. Like, parents, lock your kids out of the house for like an hour or two. And if they're like, oh, but I want something to drink, I want water. You're like, the garden hose is right there. Run it a little bit and it'll turn cooler, I promise. hey, I value outside because of that now. We'd have to, like, and then on top of that, gives them a chance to go and get, like, popsicles or ice cream or whatever. which we're going to talk about in the next segment. So you don't want to miss that. Why? Because it's going to be the facts, and you want to know the facts about ice cream. Any information about ice cream is good information. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to do some more random stuff that happens here on this show. Why? Well, just because it's Monday. Keep it locked. Shift, but I hope your Monday has been fantastic. Your weekend was fantastic. Last week was just as amazing, and I hope that cycle continues to just be phenomenal, fantastic. Whatever word you want to sublimate for that, do it. Just like I'm gonna do these facts. These facts have to do with ice cream. Why? Because I'm sick of the bad rap that ice cream gets. Ice cream, you need the one with the tat. In my opinion, when you eat something, just eat it. Stop trying to change it. Like, I mean, unless you're doing it for like health benefits and you can't eat it, that's different. But if you're just, I want some ice cream, but I don't want, just have a scoop then. You don't need to have 5 scoops. You know, am I wrong here? No, there's no. I've never been wrong. Not on this show. Okay, these facts, if you want to follow along, they come from parentingfirstcry.com. I apologize. Parenting, P-A-R-E-N-T-I-N-G dot F-I-R-S-T. CRY.com. Parenting.firstcry.com. And it's going to be, let me see here, 10 health benefits of eating ice cream. Now, as far as I know, they're just talking about regular ice cream. Like, they're not talking about, changing it. Like, I see here, cookie sandwich. As one of the flavors, so that's already a good start, because who doesn't like those little sandwiches? Oh man, everyone's had them, had one at least one time in their life. Crunchy nugget, caramel and chocolate. You can keep the chocolate. I'll take the caramel though. I love it. Oh, caramel is delicious on ice cream. Are you kidding me? Strawberry, there's chocolate, vanilla. So it's, it doesn't say like fat free or anything like that. But number one. I'm going to start with number one. And of course, there are hyperlinks and little paragraphs under these that you can read afterwards as well. So number one, it is loaded with vitamins and minerals. Number two, actually, I want to read a little bit about that, because ice cream contains milk and milk solids, which means whenever you eat ice cream, your body obtains the goodness of vitamin D, vitamin A, calcium, phosphorus, and riboflavin. Am I saying that right? I used to be able to. I don't know. Riboflavin. I don't know. So I was on a good roll there until that word came up, and I was like, "Oh boy." And there's a little bit more that you can read there. Number two, it gives you energy. If you're wondering why ice cream is good for health, it's because it gives you instant energy. This is because it contains ample amount of sugar in it, which instantly makes you feel pepped up and energized. And then there's the crash. You get that sugar rush, and then there's a crash. I don't know if that's true or not, but usually whenever I hear like, oh, well, yeah, I got a sugar rush going on, they're going to crash. So maybe you can add that it helps you take a nap too. Maybe, I don't know. Number three, it helps boost your immunity. No, it's not strange because ice cream can actually do that to your health. Ice cream is a kind of fermented food, and it is said that fermented food is beneficial to for our respiratory and gastrointestinal health. See, look, just eat the ice cream. Just eat it. Just eat it. Number four, it helps in stimulating your brain. Oh, well, there you go. It's brain food. Now I'm just going to buy them by the tub. I'll be like Albert Einstein 415 pounds later. eating ice cream can help stimulate your brain and make you smarter. According to one of the studies, it was proven that people who had ice cream first thing in the morning were more alert than people who didn't do so. So every day they're going to be like, you know, those, the commercial for Cookie Crisp. I'm going to just change it up a little bit. I'm going to be like ice cream for, or no, Reese's Puffs. Sorry. It's candy for breakfast or ice cream for breakfast. You're absolutely right. And now I'm smarter than you. I'm going to take a test. I'm going to be like, can I get a bowl of ice cream over here? Yes, that is the way to start the day. Number five, it helps in strengthening your bones. Calcium is one of the most important minerals that is required by our bodies to maintain our bone health. However, this mineral is not produced by our bodies, which means we have to consume food that is rich in calcium to meet our body's requirement of calcium. The more you know. And number six, it makes you happier. I know it makes me happier. This is the perfect one to just stop at right there. It makes you happier. Who, I dare somebody, unless like you have like, you're allergic or, you know, you can't have it. I dare you to meet somebody who's like, I just don't like ice cream. There's a flavor for everybody. For Pete's sake, people, they made a ranch flavored ice cream. There's a flavor out there for you. I promise. There's no way there's not. So number six says it makes you happier. Feeling low or sad, grab a spoon and dig into your favorite flavor of ice cream, because eating ice cream can actually cheer you up. There is a scientific explanation for the same. I'm not going to read that for you. I'm going to read it after this segment, but I'm not going to read it for you because I want you to go and read. I talked about this earlier. That's something that I feel like maybe this generation is missing out on. Or maybe they use ebooks. I don't know. But this is the perfect chance to read right there. And it gets into it. So I do want you folks to go out there and read those facts. Once again, if you want to find them, it's going to be parenting.firstcry.com. And that's where you can find these amazing facts. And it's going to be, 10 health benefits of eating ice cream. So I just made ice cream that much sweeter for you. See what I did there? Well, I know what you're going to see. You're going to see a break. You're going to take one. We're going to come back. Don't forget about the ways to find us. The Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio, CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcasts. So many ways to find us. Really, you can just type us into a search engine, The Daily Shift, with an exclamation point, and you should be able to find us. The Instagram, Daily Shift 4, Daily Shift, just the number 4. Don't have to type much more. You should be able to find us on Instagram. If you want to find us on Wisdom and talk to us and send us messages, you can do so. You can also be a host yourself if you have something that you want to get off your chest. Or if you want to ask me questions, you can, and I'd be able to respond. If you want to ask me privately through a message, I can respond there as well. Don't forget about Podcaster. Podcaster, formerly known as Anchor.fm. You can type that into your app store and you should find it under Anchor.fm. It should pop up as Podcaster. I hope you do so. I hope you listen any way you can. Why? Because I appreciate you. We love you. And we hope you had a fantastic weekend and a fantastic Monday. We're going to be back with the entertainment. Don't go anywhere. All you have to do is just don't move. Freeze. Just stand there or sit there for the next couple of minutes, and we'll be right back. Keep it hot. Well, welcome back to The Daily Shift. I hope everyone is doing well. Tired, maybe, after a long day's work, or just a long day in general. Or maybe you're relaxed, in which case it's even better. Or maybe you're getting ready to start your Tuesday, in which case, I'm here for you. Just like I'm here for your entertainment, I hope everyone is ready for this because one of the things I have here, I want to talk about sweet stuff. One, that ice cream I had is just delicious. It was so amazing. They mixed it up, put everything that I love inside. Except I didn't get waffle cone because I didn't see that as a choice. It was over to the south. I'm getting that next time. Milka. I have a Milka chocolate bar here, and I still haven't tried it, but it looks delicious. It's Chips Ahoy flavor, and there's also a Oreo flavor, and I'm going to try that next episode. So that's something I'm looking forward to there. I'm going to try them. I might try them live. I might just try them and then do the segment. I don't know yet. We'll figure it out as we go along, just like everything we do here. Don't forget about the other fantastic things that are happening, like in theaters. Insidious, The Red Door. If you are a fan of horror movies, that's going to be something that you possibly enjoy. Mortal Kombat or MK1, as it's called, MK1. They released a new character. I'm not going to say who it is. You got to look it up. Or if you're just waiting for the game to be released to see who's on there. And there's a little surprise for you there. And it's one of my favorite characters. So, there's that. I think I have all my characters, all my favorite characters. Now. So, that's a bonus for me. What else is happening? WWE Monday Night Raw. If you've watched, if you're keeping up with the storylines and things like that, good on you. Because for me, it's getting a little bit rough right now. Man, but nonetheless, I still enjoy it. Just like I'm sure you folks enjoy your shows, beginning into Law and Order and NCIS as of recently. And I think that's all I really have for entertainment. I'm going to go and finish this ice cream. Because remember, I was attacked by ants, and my leg is sending out signals to ants to let them know where I am. Well, I hope they're sending out signals to you to let you know how to find me, how to find the show, how to enjoy it. You know the many ways. All you have to do is just like the note for the positive. Or not. If it is not, you're heading to bed. But if it's morning and you're just getting your day started, then good morning. This is The Daily Shift. We will see you next time. You too, Julie. I couldn't stay silent. All right. I didn't. We'll see you. Why do you have to?